station.
Hey, hey! What time is it, kids?
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Here we go. Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I mean, you got to bring it. I'm here every day bringing it because I carry the show.
There's a force in the universe that makes things happen. And all you have to do is get in touch with it. Stop thinking, let things happen, and be the ball.
Jeff Lutz.
Could it be that difficult of a job? This seems like a job that any old schmuck could do.
It's not realistic. It's crazy.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Strap yourself in and feel the G's.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's a Monday edition of the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Thanksgiving week. We'll have a short show today as we give way to K-State Longwood coming up at about 3:30 this afternoon.
What a treat for the listeners.
Longwood, a powerhouse in the whatever conference they're in. So good luck to K-State, which is off to a fumbling start.
Lost to Liberty. I don't know if that's a good or bad loss. Liberty was undefeated. I don't know.
Liberty's okay, but K-State may not be okay. Got so many new guys, and that's not come together for them yet. It's come together for the Shockers. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We've got Chris Lamb, Wichita State volleyball coach. They are, as you heard in Ted Woodward's sports segment preceding the show, headed to the NCAA tournament. First time in 7 years. They won the American Athletic Conference tournament at Coke Arena. Celebrated that yesterday afternoon. Chris Lamb will join us at 2:25 today. The kid's excited. He was texting me in capital letters and exclamation points. And
as he should be.
Well, I don't think I've ever been that excited.
Well, you've never coached a volleyball team to the NCAA tournament.
I never have.
You've never coached any team to the NCAA tournament.
Well, I coach teams to tournaments.
Not the NCAA tournament.
Well, I've done some things.
On any level.
Haven't I done some things to be excited about?
I don't know. Apparently not, if you're not typing that way.
Really?
I guess.
So I'm an abysmal failure in your eyes.
No, not my words.
Well, what are your words? If somebody said, I got it. I want the answer to this.
You put it in those words yourself.
If somebody came up to you today and said, hey, Jeff, describe your dad in one word, what would it be?
Abysmal failure.
That's just two words. And That's an awful thing to say.
It would be hyphenated.
You can't do that. There's no...
Which do you think describes you more, abysmal?
Neither.
Or failure?
Well, I hope neither.
See, I don't even know how long I wanted to go with that.
So what would be the word, really?
Annoying right now would be the word. It changes, I guess,
I'm talking
minute
about
by
if
minute.
You're just out at KWCH... Hey, I listen to your show occasionally. You and your dad, you spar quite a bit. What's one word?
What would be your word for me? Why don't we turn the tables?
Chip off the old block. You can.
That's
you can
like
hyphenate that.
That's like 9 or 10 words. I stopped counting at some point.
Isn't that a phrase more than it is?
I guess. You think I'm a chip off the old block?
Not really. Sort of. In some of your mannerisms, you certainly didn't get. Some of the better attributes, but
that's too bad.
You gleaned some of it.
I got all the worst,
did
the bad
you?
Stuff. Well, that's what you said.
You?
That's what you said.
Oh, really? So that's what you're thinking.
You just said I didn't get the good attributes. So what does that
I
leave?
Said not all of them.
Oh, okay.
Well, you still haven't answered.
Chip off the old block.
No. Well, the word you'd use, would it be annoying?
The old block, I guess, would be.
Would it be annoying? Would the
right
word
now,
be
yes,
annoying?
Yes, it would be. This third degree stuff never works with me. If I were under interrogation,
what if one of your coworkers just said it? Would you answer him, or would you say, "Nah, I'm not going there"?
I don't know. Depends. It depends. If they put me on the spot, then probably not.
What if they just said something like, "Hey, Jeff, I'm curious. What word would you use to describe your dad?" Would you give them an answer, or would you say
so many come to mind?
Or would you say I'm not going to do that today?
Uncoiffed, is that a word?
So my hair doesn't look
good. The
hair
is kind of all over the place. That's
well, I don't know what to do with my hair. Frankly.
I don't know what I thought. Why didn't you enjoy shaving it? I thought that was the move.
I think I probably will, but I probably ought to go to the barber to have him do it.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel the need.
Really?
Set the razor on number four and let's get it off there.
Number four?
Yeah.
Okay. I go, obviously, no blade, no guard or whatever they call it.
I don't know what to do with my hair at this stage of life. I combed it this morning.
I don't think you need to do anything with your hair at this stage of life. I think people expect it to be a little bit out of whack.
Why? Why do people expect
that? You're a little older. And
what does that mean? Do old people just let their hair go?
I think.
I don't.
Old people either have it like perfectly combed. They go.
Well, how do I comb this? Because it's too long on the sides.
Straight back, I guess.
I'll go to Mike, my barber. Wonder if he's open
Mike.
Friday. Yeah. Haven't been to him in a while because I've been shaving my head.
How many barbers have you had over the years?
Oh, that's a good question. Wendy for quite some time, my stylist. Back in the day. No, seriously, back in the day when I was...
Just hairstylist, right?
Well, you don't need...
Obviously
we'll
didn't
get into all that later.
Dip into the wardrobe at all.
We'll get into that later.
We don't have to.
But she cut my hair for quite a few years. Before that, it was a combination of people. And when I was growing up, it was the good old boys down at D&M Barbershop in Derby, where my dad hung out till he retired.
I enjoyed Fantastic Sam's for a while until it ceased operations.
I went to a Fantastic Sam's a couple times, probably more than a few times, but I can't remember exactly.
Is that over on Amadon where the Supercuts came to be? That's
yeah.
too bad.
I went to Supercuts.
I don't know if Supercuts is still over there. I haven't been in that area for a while.
And then I saw a woman who cut hair out of her garage. Had a salon there.
What makes you change?
Well, these people stopped doing it.
Makes sense. How long's Mike been going at it?
A long time. I'll get over to him and I'll see what he says.
It's a good idea.
Or I may just pull out the razor tonight and go for it.
Make sure you don't miss any spots.
Don't be worrying about what I do.
Because you see, when I do it, it's perfect.
Your head looks like a roadmap.
I don't know what that means.
It's got bumps and
no bumps. My head is
bruises and
perfectly shaped.
Looks like there's a valley right there. And
no, it's,
I mean, if you took a microscope.
Why are you lying to the listeners? I don't like when you do that.
You'd think we were in the Badlands or something.
I don't like when you lie to the listeners. That doesn't make me happy.
Especially when it's something about your looks.
Or anything.
Well, you have always been protective of your looks.
I have?
Oh.
I don't remember a day that happened.
Anybody points out something and it's not good.
Say something.
Like your mustache looks... A little out of kilter.
It might be. Who knows? Beard looks good, though, right?
I don't even notice. I don't pay much attention.
Still got the Roman Reigns thing going on.
I don't really even notice.
That's okay. Nobody really does.
It's irrelevant to me.
I notice. I notice people's facial hair.
You know what? I just do my own thing.
That seems to be what everybody does.
By the way, over the weekend, I watched all of the KU game and got great enjoyment out of it. I love Devin Neal. I'm trying to get him on the show this week. I'm a big fan. And to the point of where I said on Twitter, wherever he goes next year, that's my team.
Oh, I hope it's the Raiders. I hope it's the Raiders.
Really?
Top of the second round. They get Shedeur Sanders and Devin Neal.
Oh,
and that's your
then
team.
Then I'll be happy with the Raiders.
You will?
Sure.
A lot of people will. Doesn't mean anything's going to happen.
But I meant that. Wherever Devin Neal goes, I'm going to be a fan. I think he's got it.
What's he projected now, like a third-round pick or something?
I don't know, but that's way too low.
Not for a running back.
I think he can make a difference.
A lot of running backs make a difference and then drafted in kind of the middle rounds. He's projected a third round pick early to mid day two.
Well, good for him. I like the kid, and his interview after the game made me like him even more. And boy, you know, KU's become kind of fun for me. Not that K-State isn't, but here's what I like about KU. Okay.
Okay.
They roll out a uniform every week that is just like it's a Christmas present. It's like you never know what you're going to get.
And you like that?
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it.
Since when are you uniform guy?
Well, I've always been uniform guy.
You have?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Look at the great uniforms I picked out for the Cyclones back in the day.
Well, they were pretty run-of-the-mill unis.
Not really.
What?
Names on the back.
Yeah, run-of-the-mill.
The color scheme, gold and yellow.
You picked that.
Yes.
Well, because it was gold and maroon.
Gold and maroon.
Gold and yellow would have looked bad.
Gold and maroon. You know what I meant.
You picked that?
Sure I did. Cyclones. I picked the name.
You just went along with Iowa State. You could have done something original.
No, not all the way with Iowa State.
Who came up with Cyclones first?
I don't remember.
Because I didn't want to be the Cyclones.
What did you want to be?
The squad.
Oh, God. What a dumb, what an absolutely stupid name.
We got a squad tonight. We're going to get killed. That's
dumbest thing I've ever heard. Hey, we'd like to enter your tournament. Okay, what's your name? We're the squad.
Not the squad,
they
moron.
They would never even take in.
You don't think?
No. Get off that. That's not a topic of discussion.
What are you talking about? This is 25 years ago. Who cares?
I'm nixing that. That makes me almost angry.
You asked a question.
I didn't ask anything.
27 years ago.
I didn't ask any question.
You asked me what name I wanted.
I wish I hadn't. But anyway,
I'm sorry to hear that.
Watch the KU game. I didn't watch much of K-State because I knew they'd probably dismantle Cincinnati.
Yeah, I watched more of KU.
And so we started watching this Netflix series called A Man on the Inside. You know Michael Schur.
I do.
What did he do?
He did Parks and Rec. He did The Good Place. He did Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
And was heavily involved in The Office for a while.
Yeah.
He
didn't create it.
No.
Like, he created the other shows.
But he was involved in it. And so he has this new show on Netflix, and it's based on a book about an older guy played by Ted Danson who infiltrates a nursing home to try to find out who stole a necklace. But it's so much more. So much more. Did you try it?
Not yet. We haven't watched it yet.
I don't understand it. It was fantastic. We went through 8 half-hour episodes on Saturday night, and just couldn't get enough of it.
Just went right through it.
I love it when I find a show. When we find a show.
Well, now it's over. You watched it.
There's going to be a season 2.
Maybe.
No, they set it up for season 2.
They left it open, but that doesn't necessarily.
They didn't leave it open. They basically said there's a season 2.
But it hasn't been picked up or anything.
It'll get picked up. Are you kidding me?
I don't know if it will.
Are you out of your mind?
What if they don't decide to follow through on it?
Oh, my God.
Just asking.
Don't ask questions like that. They irritate me. There's no need for them.
You don't need to be irritated.
Well, it does irritate me.
We'll get over it.
Because you don't watch these shows.
Here we go.
And do you think you will watch it?
Probably at some point, but not for another 2 or 3 years when people have already.
You love your independence.
Thank you.
You love your, I'm not going to be like the crowd. And you live out there in Western Sedgwick County with 6 cats. And at some point, you'll be seen as that weird old man down the road.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
And I'll disown you.
I can't
wait until that happens. Pat, welcome to the show. How are you?
I am fantastic. What a great game to be at Saturday. I will not miss Arrowhead. Trying to get in and out of there all year has been a nightmare. But before I get to KU and Devin Neal, ask the volleyball coach who he thinks the Giants are going to sign in free agency. They're linked to a bunch of top players. So if you can, I know you want to talk about volleyball, but if you could squeeze that question in, I would appreciate it.
Don't hold out much hope for the Giants, Pat.
Pat, are you calling from the great country of Canada?
I'm going to hold off on that.
Fair enough. But I
want to tell you, I think Devin Neal is the best football player to ever play at KU. I know Gale Sayers. I know John Hadle. This guy turned this program around, and I hope when the new stadium is done, they're going to erect a statue with him, because he deserves it. Like you, Bob,
well,
I love him. He's a humble kid. He and Luke Grimm are my two favorite players.
Let me think about what you've just said here, Pat, because my immediate reaction is, listen, I love the guy, too. I think he's a fantastic football player. I think he deserves all the accolades. But if you were doing the 10 greatest KU football players of all time, would he be there?
Yes. He's the all-time leading rusher. He is the all-time leading touchdown. He has more touchdowns. I know Gale Sayers only played 2 years. But I'm talking about he turned the whole culture around. He could have gone anywhere he wanted.
Todd Reesing?
I love Todd Reesing, but
Nolan
no.
Cromwell?
I'd take Neal over Reesing at least.
No.
Who are the defensive backs that went? Harris?
Tlaib and Harris.
Dana Stubblefield.
I mean, you're getting into an area there, Pat. I'm going to have to think about it, okay?
That's okay. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion, but I'm telling you, this season, assuming they can beat Baylor, even though they easily could be 10-1 right now, this season will even be more rewarding than last year when they went 9-4, because I didn't see this coming. I'm not going to tell you that I thought that they would wake up, because most teams would have quit, and that's a tribute to Leipold. What a great coach he is. So,
I could probably debate you on a few of your talking points today, but I'm not going to, because you're running high emotionally, and I don't want to knock you off that platitude. So I'm gonna leave it be.
And it was good to hear from Doc Fenwick. Doc, one word: Chuck Finley. Thanks.
What's
that?
That goes back to the World Series of Face-Off.
How long ago?
A long time ago, but Doc will know what it means.
People remember that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't. Except,
you don't remember anything.
Except, what's his name? Marvin Bad News Barnes.
Well, don't be worrying about Marvin Bad News Barnes.
When we stole the title from Skinner.
Skinner's over it.
He is?
Sure he is.
All right.
Skinner's fine.
Yeah. I
can't go Devin Neal as the greatest KU player of all time. I would not even think of him in the discussion, as good as he is. See, I don't like this, because now I gotta play the bad guy.
You're not really playing the bad guy. You just it's easier to dismiss those things out of hand than to be like, yeah, I totally agree, because it just is. You haven't really.
But you know me. I totally agree. If I totally agreed, I'm not like you. I will agree with people when I think they.
So will I.
No, you won't. You'll never.
I'm not
agree.
Just going to agree blindly. I'm not. Yeah, no doubt. I'm not going to do that.
Well, I think you go back to that Orange Bowl team and Todd Reesing and Aqib Tlaib and Brandon Harris and all those guys. Kerry Meyer.
That was Chris Harris. Am I wrong
Chris
about
Harris.
That?
They had some dang good players on that team.
They did.
And then, you know, John Hadle was pretty darn good. Bobby Douglas.
I hear that.
Gale Sayers.
The case.
I can't ever. Gale Sayers is the greatest KU football player of all time.
Yeah, I don't think that's very debatable, but it might be.
Nolan Cromwell's too.
Okay.
Okay, trust me on that.
When you have Gale Sayers in your program, when you can say that he went to your school, then he's the greatest. You can't say, no, Devin Neal's better. I mean, it's Gale Sayers, for crying out loud.
KU Pack gets worked up, and I'm all for that. I like that about him. But, you know, I can't go there, and I can't go that the accomplishment of this year's team is better than last year. This year's team is going to finish 6-6 if they can go on the road and beat Baylor. Not a gimme. There'll be a good taste in the mouth of KU's fans as for the way they ended the season, but there'll be that haunting voice.
What could have been?
We started 1-6. We started 1-6. It'll never go away. You understand me?
Yeah.
We'll take a break, come back, talk with Wichita State volleyball coach Chris Lamb next. The Bob and Jeff Show, 869-1240. That is the IHOP hotline. We ask that you call that. But not next. We got Chris Lamb. Stay with us.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Here's Chris Lamb. Boy, is he a happy man. Lambo, how you doing?
Great, guys. I'm happy, but I'm also kind of, obviously, pleasantly surprised. I thought we had it in us, but I wasn't expecting three sweeps. You know, I think we'd only had one sweep in conference. I don't even know how many sweeps we've had all year. Maybe that's it. I don't know, but, man, something happened, and stars lined up, and we were really good.
You had one against Charlotte. You had one against UAB, and that was it for this year. So, yeah, it's strange, and you've been coaching a long time, and so you go into this tournament. You've lost 3 out of 4 going into it, and then you catch fire in the course of 5 days or so, and you sweep Tulsa. You sweep the number one seed South Florida. You sweep Florida Atlantic. You saw it. What went on? What'd your players do to get hot at the right time?
Well, I have a theory. You know, the 2012, the Sweet 16 team, you know, well, let me start over. You know, between Wichita State, Northern Iowa, Creighton, it's like we were all fighting out to the death, usually the last week or maybe 2 weeks to go before you knew who the champion was going to be. Well, 2012, I seem to remember we weren't going to win the league maybe 3 weeks out, and I rested Emily Adney. We just backed off. We figured there was no difference between the 2 and the 3 seed in the tournament. So we just sort of took a break mentally. We gave her a break. She didn't play as much. And we kind of reset our goals maybe and went into that tournament, beat Northern Iowa, who had beaten us twice, and then lost to Creighton in the final, but went on to beat Arkansas and Kansas in the first 2 rounds of the NCAA tournament. Well, we kind of knew a couple weeks ago that we probably weren't going to win the league. And then we had some tough circumstances with our team, with some personal things that happened, and it kind of further set us back. But there was a little bit of a break, if I can say it that way, where every week for us was just, you know, like swimming upstream. We were making progress, but it was laborious. So all of a sudden, that little week or two of, you know, hey, whatever, it wasn't life or death. We just got through it. And then tournament was like reset button. Everybody's back at zero. And we just had a different vibe. I mean, I wish I could bottle it and sell it, but I wouldn't know what I was selling, to be honest with you guys. But I've seen it before and, you know, felt it. But, man, felt good, looked good, played good. Lots of good, Bob.
I don't know if you're thinking about it in these terms quite yet, but does this feel like, okay, well, we made something really good out of this season, and this is the culmination of our season? Or might it feel like, hey, this was really a different kind of jumping off point, something we can use the following year and in years to come? And it's really, for lack of a better word on this show, it could be momentum for the program.
Well, yeah, but my message maybe there's another category for you. It's sports, right? We've all been there. I've been on every side of upsets. I've been part of it all, you know. And if there's anything where you should just not give up hope, it's these games we play. Balls bounce weird. Things happen, you know. And if anything, we should all learn to just keep giving it everything you got and look at your teammates and respect each other and, you know, get through stuff. We definitely had to get through stuff, teammate stuff. There was things, there's often things, but, you know, I just don't give up. And man, it's sometimes you're just right there and it happened and we got to do it. We got to do it at home and we get to go to the tournament. And, you know, I'll certainly tell you from spring, until now, I mean, we've been through a lot. We lost a couple starters to the transfer portal. For good reasons. I mean, Natalie Foster graduated. I get that. Another girl was just homesick, and, you know, we get that. And then we had some injuries in the spring. We went to Brazil this offseason. And, you know, as much as I'm glad we went to Brazil, well, it cost us a starter for the year to an ACL. You know, that wasn't what I was hoping to get out of Brazil. But we got off to a late start with this group. Maddie Wilson, we thought she had a sprained ankle from Brazil. It wasn't until August we found out it was a broken foot. So she wasn't ready to go and is still sort of dealing with it. There's just been a lot. And, you know, here we are. So never take championships for granted. I mean, someone told me that 30 years ago, and I've never forgotten that one.
Chris Lamb, our guest, longtime Wichita State volleyball coach. The selection show, I believe, is Sunday. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
So you'll know where you're headed Sunday.
It'll all be regional. Well, it'll be regional. I mean, you put 90% down on us not getting on an airplane and us getting on a bus because three inside 5 hour. I think 5 hours the bus limit. You know, you got Creighton who should host. I think they're they're ranked fifth or sixth right now. Nebraska's one or two depending on who you talk to. And KU still got a chance. So you got three teams in our radius or in our diameter, radius, that have a chance to host. And I just don't see them shipping a Wichita team on an airplane when they can send us to these spots. And volleyball's still regional. So, yeah, I'd put money on us being in one of those three spots.
So I got a deeper question for you. At least I think it's deep. I'm not capable of going too deep, so don't get worried. But, you know, you're going back to the NCAA tournament. Paul Mills has his men's team off to a good start. We saw some good signs from Brian Green and Shocker Baseball. It's kind of felt to me for a while now like Wichita State is trying to find its mojo again athletically. And get people interested again and get crowds up and enthusiasm. Do you buy into all that? And is it on the right track in your opinion?
I've been here. So here's Lambo's take. You ready? Okay. So we joined the American and I'm telling you, no, let's just forget about COVID. Let's say two or three years of COVID effect was going to happen to everybody. So let's just not even count 2020, 21, 22. Let's just say it's just the American. Well, we're in the American with American bills, my travel budget, but I don't have American recruiting, right? Because I'm spending all my money just flying around the country. So you guys, the 2025 recruiting class is the best recruiting class by a mile since 2014. And that had Emily Hebert and Abby Lehman in it, amongst others, you know, and Michaela Rautsep. And, I mean, those are some of the best players we've ever had. Well, we have been on fumes trying to build a roster ever since. So what I'm saying, the last year's girls, Foster and Rowling and Briley and Morgan Weber, I mean, that was the best recruiting class no money can buy. That's sort of my little phrase for those guys. But it was 6, 7, 8 years of piecing a team together. So now, you know, maybe we're finally starting to have it in us to hold our own with our budgets. Now, I don't know what's on the books for every team in the athletic. I don't know how they chop it up, but This last year, I went out recruiting like the old days. And I think that's worth something. So, you know, now with the transfer portal, nobody wants to be young anymore. Everybody just wants to get juniors and seniors. So maybe I shouldn't be too excited about having a really great freshman class because people are trying to just avoid it. But, you know, me, I want to build teams. I want to be a program. I don't want to be new team every year with just new bodies. I like developing these young women and taking raw athletic kids and getting to the finish line. That's enjoyable. And so, you know, my answer to you is it was going to take time to let the American thing start to work here. I mean, it's growing pains, and then the COVID thing probably delays it in my opinion. So I hope you don't think there's anybody to blame for anything. I think it's the process, and that COVID was a delay piece to that. And, you know, here we are. So that's my answer.
I forgot my question, but good. That's a good answer, Lambo.
Well, are we getting traction? You know, hey, you'd love the people in the building. I mean, there's energy. You talk to coaches. Coaches are all in, right? Administration and working hard. And it ain't getting easier. It ain't getting any easier. All these things you guys are starting to read about, I think it just makes mid-major even harder. So you got a bunch of people here trying. I'll tell you that.
So what do you expect from your team? Obviously, you don't know who you're playing, but from a mentality standpoint, you've played a lot of really good teams this year. I wouldn't think there'd be an intimidation factor or anything like that. So you just kind of, you know, let the chips fall where they may kind of attitude?
Well, the scouting reports on the three matches we just played were pretty simple. We basically said this was more about us than them. Obviously, each team we played had a few things, but it hasn't been too sophisticated. I just wanted everybody to, you know, we dealt with some internal stuff a couple weeks ago, and you saw part of the result of that was two losses to teams we should beat. But, you know, and in this league, hey, I'll tell you guys, I thought Rice and South Florida would be 1-2 in either order, but I thought 3-6 would be all-out war. It turned out 3-9 was all-out war. So, you know, anything could happen. And then you just saw the 4 and the 6 seed in the final. So, you know, that may be where the American is for a while. So, you know, anything could happen. So take care of business at home. And I think we're getting back to that now. And that's what you're seeing.
Chris Lamb, our guest, Wichita State Volleyball. I want to ask you a quick question about you. And then KU Pat called in earlier. He's a Bay Area enthusiast. And he wanted your take on what the Giants might do in the off season. But first I'll ask you about your mental approach. Now you get a little break before the selection show. It's Thanksgiving. Did you need this, Lambo?
Me, myself, personally?
Yes.
Oh, the team. Oh, me?
You, no, Chris Lamb.
I went to work today, and I'm like, where is everybody? No, I'm ready to... I would have had practice this morning if it was a normal week. First time since I was at Arizona that we had a week between our last match and, you know, the selection show. Missouri Valley would play on that day, and then we'd hear the results, and the next week we're off to playing. So, yeah, it's been a while since I've done this. But, no, I didn't need a break. I would have been in there watching tape with everybody if today wasn't an off day. But I went in anyways, and was there for a few hours and came back, and I'm ready to go. Don't worry about me.
And the Giants, your thoughts on their off season before we let you go?
My thoughts on the Giants is I thought all we've been trying to do the last couple of years is win every single little trade deal. It's like every little deal that we would make, it was like, oh, we gave up this to get that. We spent more time trying to win these little tiny battles, and we weren't winning any wars. I couldn't believe how much transaction we would have, and then what do we have to show for it? It's like God, we're working hard. There's more moves than I've ever seen in my life. But what are these things? What are we doing? I mean, And I know he's had success doing it that way, I got to think. But it sure started not to answer any questions for me. So I don't know what the plan is moving forward. You hear things about pitchers don't want to pitch in our stadium and batters don't want to bat in our stadium. How can they both be bad? I don't know. But, God, I tell you what, man, it's just not fun being a baseball fan when you're not even relevant before the All-Star break. You know what I mean? And, God,
Can we be good again, please?
Huh? Yeah.
I hear
you. I know.
Congratulations.
Good.
I'm happy for you and your team. I've been around a long time, and I've always enjoyed talking to you. You're like nobody else, and I value that, and we'll hope for the best for you in the drawing and what you do in at the first and second rounds.
All right. Hey, remember last time we talked, you said you're going to put me in a chance to talk in front of kids one day. I'm still waiting on that.
Well, I texted you about it, and you said, get back to me later. So I'll do that,
well,
okay?
When the season's over, let's go. I can't say no to kids.
I'll do it. Thanks, Lambo.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
All right, Chris Thanks. Lamb. One of my favorites. Can I say that? I like
whatever you want.
Well, what about you? Why don't you chime in once in a while?
I don't know a human being on earth that doesn't like and appreciate Chris Lamb.
Fun to talk to him. Sometimes I don't know what he's saying, but it's fun to talk to him.
Well, he operates on a higher level than you, certainly.
Maybe.
I can comprehend.
You got it.
Yeah.
Did you religiously watch Friends? I believe you did at one time.
I've watched every episode of Friends. I thought you'd ask me Golden Girls.
Well, a friend made me think of Friends, but did you? I know you didn't watch Golden
Girls. I watched a lot of Golden Girls. Not religiously. But yeah, I watched Friends. Everybody watched Friends.
I've probably seen every episode of Golden Girls over the course of time.
Really?
Yeah. No, I didn't. But I never really set out to watch it.
Every episode?
I believe so.
I doubt it.
No, I've watched a lot of Golden Girls.
Yeah, but I don't think you've seen every episode.
I'll bet it's close.
You never, no, I don't think so. You know how many?
I've watched Golden
180
Girls.
Episodes.
I bet I've watched most of them.
So you think you've watched more than 91?
Oh, absolutely. No question.
More than 90.
No question. I can tell you every character.
Okay, so can everybody.
Well, I'm talking about the supporting characters.
Well, let's go.
I don't think
you can.
There was Beatrice Arthur's husband.
Yeah, who was never in this.
Long, tall, bald guy. And then all kinds of flames for Rue McClanahan's character.
Who was called what?
What was her name?
Yeah, what was it? You don't know. Can you name any of the characters?
I don't, not right now.
But you've seen every episode.
Yes.
I bet I can name all the Friends characters.
Well, sure, anybody can.
But if you've seen every episode.
Blanche,
Rose, Dorothy.
Right.
Sophia.
And, Sophia. Anyway, I like that show.
All those women have
By
since
the way,
passed.
You know, the biggest surprise of the weekend, boy, Colorado couldn't stop Kansas. I don't know that I expected Colorado to be that bad defensively. I don't know that I expected K-State to score that many points. But I know I didn't expect Wichita State to blow out St. Louis. They just balanced. They got a bunch of guys, older players, who know how to play. And this was the recipe. You can't convince me otherwise. This was talked about in hushed meetings, behind closed doors. We're going to go into the transfer portal, and we got a bunch of seniors who are staying with us, and we're going to bring in a few more, and we're going to play a bunch of seniors, and maybe this junior, Corey Washington, and we're just going to hit people with all kinds of experience, talent. These guys are pretty talented, too. I'm impressed. I like what I see so far.
They looked very good. When Duda and I were on the show a couple weeks ago, we were kind of half joking, but we were looking at each team's when their first loss would be. KU, K-State, mostly KU and Wichita State, when their first loss would be. And if they beat K-State, are they going to go?
Well, now, wait a minute. You don't just count. They've got Minnesota.
That's a win.
The Big Ten. I would. You would think, but Minnesota's not a pushover.
They're kind of
a pushover.
And
then you've got Florida.
Or Wake Forest. That might be it. But then Alcorn.
I think Florida would be the one. Okay. That if you can get past Florida, who I expect to beat Wake Forest, then you've got to look at it. DePaul's not going to be a piece of cake either.
No, not really.
Their coach, Chris Holtman, has made a big difference right away.
Yeah, I'm trying to see their schedule and what they have going on.
K-State, they can beat K-State. I'm telling you, K-State right now ain't all that.
No, they'd look awful. Not quite awful, but not very good. DePaul has beaten these teams. Southern Indiana, Prairie View A&M, Mercer, Duquesne, Eastern Illinois, and Northern Illinois. So they've played literally nobody.
Well, Duquesne's in your conference. You love the Atlantic 10.
Yeah, but
how
not,
dare you say that they're not?
They're not one of my top teams in the Atlantic 10.
How dare you say they're a nobody?
Every team.
Where is Duquesne located?
Somewhere in New York, probably.
I'd love to. You know what?
Just like every other team.
We're going to play a little game, a little impromptu game.
They're in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you looked it up. Don't look.
Why are they in the Atlantic 10?
Put your phone down.
The Atlantic 10's crazy.
Put your phone down. Dadgummit.
Is Pittsburgh near the Atlantic?
Yes.
It is?
All right. I'm going to give you the school. You're going to tell me where they're located.
Fine.
Davidson.
North Carolina.
What? No, that's not good enough.
Davidson, North Carolina.
Dayton, Chicago. Rhode Island.
Providence. They're, I don't know. Where I don't know. Probably not in Providence.
I better do it. I mean, they're not in Providence, but I'll be darned
Providence
if
Providence is in Providence.
What's that other town in Rhode Island?
Manchester? I don't know.
No, there's no Manchester.
Yes, there is. Now we're both going to be looking it up so no one can talk into the microphone?
I'll talk into the microphone.
South Kingston, Rhode Island. Does that do anything for you? You ever heard of South Kingston?
All right, let's keep going. St. Bonaventure.
They're in New York or New Jersey, somewhere in that area.
What city?
Yonkers.
St. Bonaventure. George Washington.
Washington, D.C.
LaSalle.
They're in Philly.
VCU.
They're not in Richmond. I don't know what's.
They are in Richmond. St. Joseph's.
Philly.
George Mason.
D.C. Or like West or Virginia somewhere.
Yeah, they're in Virginia. Fordham.
Fordham's in New York.
Where?
I don't know.
This is your conference, man. They're in New York City.
That's what I thought. I wasn't going to say it and be wrong.
UMass.
Amherst.
Very good.
Thank you.
And the rest of them are...
Are we sure they're in Amherst?
Yes.
Okay.
They're off to a bad start under Frank Martin, 1-5.
Is he still there?
Yes. They've lost 5 in a row. After beating New Hampshire, they've lost to West Virginia, Louisiana Tech, Hofstra, Temple, and Florida State by 33.
I hate that he's gone downhill, Frank Martin. He would have been a legend at K-State. But run-ins with the athletic director, he leaves... Take South Carolina to a Final Four, but UMass, come on.
I've never met a more tumultuous individual.
Yeah, but he was also awesome.
Well, I love Frank Martin. He was on our show quite often.
Even after he left
K-State.
Morning
show. Were you the one that took the call or called him?
Probably.
Well, what'd you say to him?
I don't know. I've interviewed him.
My first meeting with him, or my first time around him, was in Las Vegas when both K-State and Wichita State were at a tournament, and my media seat just happened to be right behind the K-State bench with Frank Martin and Bob Huggins. And I'm a guy, I've been around, man. I can throw them out there with the best of them. You know me.
Not really, no.
What do you mean, not really, no?
You don't do that.
I can.
Anybody can, but you don't.
Well, I have.
When?
I'm no prude. But I was, my God. The stuff coming out of those guys, holy cow.
Must have worked.
Well, I mean, they got their message through.
Obviously.
But anyway, Frank became a guy. I remember going up and spending an hour in his office for a column. And I ultimately enjoyed being around the guy.
I think everybody did. Off the court, I don't know if on the court.
Well, he's not going to put up with much.
But if you trust a guy off the court and feel that he has your best interest in mind and cares about you, then you're going to be more receptive to that kind of thing.
The question about, and getting back to the Shockers, and we'll take a break here in a second, the question becomes, can they build a program to support the team that they've built this year? When they lose all of these players next year, what's it going to look like?
Don't know.
Do they go back into the transfer portal and try to build a similar team?
They have to.
Although they're recruiting young guys. They got a couple on the bench. Is TJ Williams going to be a part of this team's future?
I hope so.
Is Geno Pipkin?
He's not, but Zion Pipkin.
You know what I mean. I'm going to tell you something right now.
Geno, I mean, if you had come close.
I know a guy named Geno Pipkin.
I might have let that go.
I actually know a guy named
Geno
Pipkins. I do.
Now he's Pipkins?
Pipkins, yes. I know that guy.
I don't think there's anybody with that name.
He runs our concession stand.
Okay.
Yeah. And he'd be thrilled to know you don't think he exists.
Well,
Geno, if you're listening, I apologize for this moron that I call a son.
He sounds like you made him up to cover your tracks.
No, I didn't make anybody up.
Because you called Zion Geno.
I know who Zion is.
Good. They've been playing Joy Igavoja a little bit more. I don't know if they have plans for him.
Let's take a break. Anthony, you're on the other side. Stay on the line. We want to get to you, but I need a top of the hour break. We'll be back, Bob and Jeff, another 20 minutes or so on a Monday.